This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
So hi, this is Robert Harrison with Coaching the Life Coach. Today's guest is Heather Dominick of Energy Rich Coaching. And Heather's going to talk to us a little bit today about what Energy Rich Coaching is, how that works, how you can use that to improve your business and be a better healer.
Understanding the feeling that they're wanting from the service that we provide. When you start to tap into that, everything ignites and lights up, and that contributes to that force. It's the same kind of force, say, when you are dating someone, and you know when you sit down with someone and you're like, I feel a connection to this person, and somebody else, not so much. First of all, you know, I really see that there's a majority of major mistakes that a lot of entrepreneurs make. They're not connected. They're not grounded. It's always interesting and also amazing to me how there's so many folks who go into business for themselves. They leave corporate because they say how unhappy they are, and then they try to run their business exactly like they functioned in corporate. Step four in the system is to serve your business's dire need. What that means is there's a lot that's happening. We want to be able to, you know, have a large, very powerful vision. But first and foremost is, what does your business need immediately?
So, Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here, Robert. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for being on the show. So, Heather, first things first, tell us a little bit about yourself, about what Energy Rich Coaching is for those of us who have no clue, and how that can help a person improve their business.
Sure, absolutely. So Energy Rich Coaching was born from my own experience. My first business was as a nutrition and wellness coach, and I very much loved what I did. I got excellent results with my clients, and at the same time, I found myself bumping up against this ceiling in terms of my income and just how far my business could go. And I would have to say that that brought me into what I refer to as, you know, it was a dark time. And I remember specifically I had what I call a down on my knees moment. I was literally down on my knees in front of my couch, you know, just praying that there had to be an easier way to be in business for myself. And I was just, you know, really praying, just take this monkey off my back. I know I have a lot to offer the world, and I can't quite figure out how to do that. And from that moment was born what I now call the inner and outer approach to business. And it became very clear to me that being in business, especially as a service professional, someone who is here to serve others, that I couldn't do this alone. And so at the same time that I was doing all of this marketing research about, you know, how to really adapt marketing to my solo business, I was also really doing a lot of spiritual searching. And what I did is it started to become clear to me to begin to merge the two together, that they actually weren't separate, and that as I really consciously tapped into taking everything that I was learning about marketing and bringing it to a much deeper, richer, human, and also energetic level, that lit a spark underneath my business that was really incredible. And so much started to happen, and my client numbers went up, and I just felt better. I just loved my business, which I felt like I was at war with it before. And so now...
Well, so can you go a little bit more into that? I mean, you're obviously, I assume you're talking about the concept of the inner and the outer coaching and how this has really lit a spark underneath your business. But, I mean, can you go more deeply into that, like what specifically that is and what it means?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So what that means is, first and foremost, is partnering with your life force, your energy. And what I've found, and again, this the situation was the same for myself, is that most entrepreneurs ignore that. They look outside, outside, outside for all of the answers, that the answer must be in the, you know, perfect marketing message, in the exact words. And what's missed in that, and I'm not saying that isn't valid and doesn't hold a place, but what's missed in that is who you are as a person and what you are bringing to your business. So there's a lot out there in terms of the powerful effect of energetic principles. And I would say the one that's most common that has sort of been, you know, overused a bit now, it's referred to as the law of attraction. But that's a part of it. That's an element of energetic principles. So I'll give you an example. I was actually holding a class today as part of the Energy Rich Business Bootcamp, and we're on step two of the Energy Rich Entrepreneur Success System, which is about magnetizing your ideal client and what I like to call magnetizing your client attraction plan. So a big part of that is understanding that underneath everything that everyone wants is the desire for a feeling. So if someone says that they want a new car, what they really want is, in addition to transportation, is a certain feeling that that car they believe is going to bring to them. The same goes for all of your clients and all of your customers. So in Energy Rich, we don't just look at the surface parts of our ideal client, age, gender, occupation, but we look into connecting with our ideal clients at an energetic level, understanding the feeling that they're wanting from the service that we provide. And when you do that, when you start to tap into that, again, it's a lighting. It's just everything ignites and lights up. And that contributes to that force. It's the same kind of force, say, when you are dating someone. And you know when you sit down with someone and you're like, I feel a connection to this person. And somebody else, not so much. So as an energy-rich entrepreneur, you're consciously creating that connection instead of just, you know, hoping that it will happen and, again, only focusing on the surface.
Okay, so how do you do that? And as part of that question, I want to talk about what gets in the way, because I got to tell you from my experience, okay, it seems to me, I believe in the concept of you have to really be congruent with it. You have to have your energy aligned with it. I really believe that. And in NLP, we call that congruence, real, true congruence, where you feel that in your bones. Now, in my experience, Heather, where I see that lacking most in practitioners, hypnotists, and coaches is when they cannot deliver on the promises they are making. And so what happens is they literally get in their own way. There'll be like an internal conflict with actually really going out and marketing themselves. And a lot of coaches, as you know, have way more marketing experience than they really ever possibly need. But what I've seen, you know, like if a person's advertising weight loss, and they can't get anyone to lose any weight, then they're going to be very likely to sabotage those marketing efforts because they know they can't deliver on their promise. So I'm wondering how this, first off, how do you get them aligned with their energy, and what do you do with your clients who come to you in your Energy Rich program who, you know, are trying to deliver on a promise they can't keep? Because to me, that's the biggest problem.
Yeah. Well, I definitely agree with you, and I really see it as a loop in terms of a problem. And what's at the base of that, both maybe not being able to deliver on the promise, and then also not, you know, that self-sabotage that you're talking about, is really what is at the root of that is fear. So this is an area that most business coaches don't even go near. And most people don't go near. They try to sweep it under the rug or ignore it or just deny it or, you know, move on through, just plow through. But I've really, and again from my own experience, recognized what a crucial part this is in building a business for yourself, so much so that it's step three of the Energy Rich Entrepreneur Success System, moving through entrepreneurial fear. If there's ever anything that you're looking to create for yourself, whether it's your ideal business or the results, and you know, or I would say co-creating the results with your clients, because you can't actually ever produce the results for your clients. It's about partnering with them. The only energy, or that I should say the primary energy that's in the way is fear. So in Energy Rich, we look at that first, or at least that's our intention, rather than waiting for it to come to us, although lots of folks who come to Energy Rich Coaching is because they've been bumping up against this and they can't figure out what it is. Now, that fear takes different form for all different types of practitioners. So it's really about getting honest with yourself and getting clear, and then there's certain energetic tools that we use in Energy Rich Coaching. Like one is called the Belief Transformation Tool, another is called an Order Form to the Universe that supports you in moving through that fear and into action, because that's what it's about. So, you know, is it about, what is it? Is it fear of success? Is it fear of failure? Is it fear of being seen? Is it fear of people, you know, wanting something from you? Is it fear of money? Like I said, it takes a different form for all different people. But the form isn't as important as just understanding that it's fear, which is an energy that can be transformed.
Yeah, so you have people in your coaching program, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going, wow, I'm fearful. And I, you know, my concern is this. I believe there's areas where a person should be fearful. Okay, for example, there was a hypnotist that came to us for coaching to improve his smoking cessation business. And he was using fraudulent advertising. He was making promises that he couldn't keep. He was telling people that they would quit smoking with no cravings and no withdrawals. And he had fears around marketing that way, and I was really relieved to find out that he actually had fears around that, because the problem was not, in other words, to fix that problem, we didn't need to, like, help him remove his fear. We need to help him change his marketing so that he wasn't setting himself up for a lawsuit. He wasn't putting himself in harm's way. He wasn't making a promise that he couldn't deliver on.
Okay, so there we're talking about integrity, right? I mean, that you're right. That's a different focus. So, well, you know, when I was talking about fear before, the intention is that you have yourself fully aligned in integrity in terms of your offer. That's a bigger can of worms. Now, not that that can't be shifted or moved through, as it sounds like you did for your client, but that sounds like that would require a little bit of understanding, investigating, exploring. Okay, what we really have going on here is we need to be, you know, in truth, in integrity with who you are and what you're here to offer. So that sounds a little bit to me like first and foremost, then getting clear about, you know, again, who you are, what you're here to offer. Now, that really speaks to step one of the Energy Rich Success System for entrepreneurs, which is to claim your core value offer. So in Energy Rich Coaching, even core value offer has a very different meaning than it does in traditional business building circles. In Energy Rich, your core value offer is getting very clear about not just the value that you bring to your business or the value that you bring to your clients, but again, going back to that essence of what are you here to offer. I really believe that anyone who's called to be in business for themselves is really called to, you know, in a very powerful way, bring forth a purpose. But it sounds like your client was what I would call off purpose. He wasn't clear. He wasn't connected to that. Would you agree?
I would agree. And, you know, one of the questions that comes up for me around that is, because I know that you're dealing a lot with those fears, and it seems that fear is one of the biggest things that prevents coaches and hypnotists and just people in general from seeing reality as it is. In other words, they want to believe they're in integrity, or they want to believe they're doing the right thing, but they're simply not grounded enough to see it as clearly as they could. And if they were to get more grounded, less fearful, see it more clearly, they would see they're making some pretty huge mistakes. So I'm just kind of wondering, before we take a break here, if you could just briefly mention how you might address that in the program.
Well, I love that you said, making big mistakes, because that is exactly what it's about, is to take a look at, what are the mistakes? First of all, I really see that there's a majority of major mistakes that a lot of entrepreneurs make. And you touched on some of them. They're not connected. They're not grounded. It's always interesting and also amazing to me how there's so many folks who go into business for themselves. They leave corporate because they say how unhappy they are, and then they try to run their business exactly like they functioned in corporate. So that's what I would call a mismatch. That's an energetic mismatch. You're saying one thing, but you're acting in a different way. So I really believe that there's places within each of us, those that are what I refer to as energy rich, where you are really, putting forth your highest serving ability. And there's parts of us that are energy poor. And it's not like you're wrong. It's not like you're a bad person or a bad entrepreneur, but we do need to activate that which is in you that is energy rich, that is in alignment. And then we need to raise those places that are energy poor, which is like the mistakes that you're talking about. And we need to, just raise those up to an energy rich level. So does that take some effort and some attention and some energy and focus? Sure, yeah. Otherwise, we would all leave our quote unquote full-time jobs and just step into a successful business. But I really believe, and I say a lot, that starting your own business is your fast track to personal growth. So if you want to really,
personal self-destruction, that's what you do.
If you want to step up in the world, and who you are, I would say start your own business. It'll give you so much more than any weekend workshop you could go to. If you're really committed, it'll call on you. It'll call on you to face those parts of you that you've been able to sweep under the rug. I know that's the way it was for me, but would I trade it? Not for anything in the world. I could not be more happy, more joyful, more profitable, just more full and whole as a human being than I ever was before I was self-employed.
Absolutely. And I really believe that, Kiyosaki talks about there are the employees, there are the business owners, there's the self-employed people, and there's the entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that not all of us are that. And I think mm-hmm. that, I've seen, even close friends have major meltdowns trying to run a business for the wrong reasons, when really they were better suited to be an employee, and they had to go and beat their head against the wall for 5 years to figure that out, and realize that that was an elongated ego trip. And when they really understood that completely, they're able to kind of go back to being an employee, but in a different way. They did get the spirit personal growth, and it changed a lot of things. So we need to take a quick break. This is Robert Harrison with Coaching the Life Coach. We're here with Heather Dominick of Energy Rich Coaching. And Heather, what's your website real quick?
It's energyrichcoach.com.
Excellent. And we'll be right back.
Listen to Living Green, Effortless Ecology for Everyday People, a weekly online audio program featuring champions of sustainable living at personallifemedia.com.
Okay, this is Robert Harrison with Coaching the Life Coach. We're here today with Heather Dominick of EnergyRichCoach.com, and she's talking about what energy-rich coaching really is, how you can use it to improve your business, to improve what you offer to the world, and how you help people, and of course, that always includes yourself. And Heather, just before the break, we were talking about there are some people who are simply not suited to be entrepreneurs. I mean, it's just not in their genetic code. And how do you handle that with people in your coaching program?
I love that you brought that up, because I really do believe that's such an important piece. And that, again, you know, in traditional business building circles, it's just often, it's ignored. It's just, you know, you're told, like, well, if you just do this and do this and do this, you know, it'll work. So in energy-rich coaching, a big piece of what we do is we get clear, again, about your part in your business. So I like to consider it, you know, or I call it like self-marketing and authentic marketing. And you often what will happen is that when we're in that place of really, you know, creating that authentic marketing, that's when that mismatch that you were talking about, Robert, will show itself. And there's, you know, lots of different avenues, but there's two main streets when it comes to that. Is either you get committed and you say, I will do whatever it takes to this business and being in business. I feel so called to it. It's like I'm just pulled. I can't help but do this. Or what will show itself is exactly like you were speaking about, Robert. Wow, I realize I've been doing this for all the wrong reasons. And either way is okay. That's the most important part. It's okay. It doesn't mean that, again, you're a bad person or you're a bad entrepreneur. We weren't taught these things in our, you know, traditional schooling and training. But what a gift to be able to know that, discover that, and then make a conscious choice about how you want to move forward. Either, again, in your business, because if you're called, you'll do it. You will do it. There isn't anybody who's really called to birth forth what they're meant to bring here to the world through their business who can't do it. But if you're not, and that you really feel you understand that reality, then exactly like you were talking about with your friend, then you can choose a different path and be so much happier doing that. Because I always say, isn't that really what it's about? If your business isn't bringing you joy, something's off. So,
yeah, like, why are you working in the first place?
Right. It will, as you're fully aligned with it, fully connected to it, it's here to bring you joy. You know, I will say that to my clients and my boot campers. You weren't given the idea of a business to put yourself through torture. You just weren't. There's a higher, you know, divine plan that's in action. Now, if part of that is that, again, you end up going back to, you know, something different than an entrepreneur, but you feel just so much better in your life, what a gift. Great. Beautiful. That's what it's all about anyway, you know. Otherwise, what's it all for?
Exactly. So tell me what else makes energy-rich coaching unique as an offering to the solopreneur? I mean, as you know, we're bombarded with offers on a daily basis, and, you know, people are constantly looking for the next thing. You know, I mean, I have had business coaches talk about, you know, taking, you know, going on info diets where, like, you literally, like, you know, you don't read any of your emails for a week. You don't answer any subscriptions, and you simply focus on, you know, the most important thing of your business. And I really believe that. I mean, I see so many coaches get into this reactive mode where each day they open up their email and it's like, oh my God, there's this new latest and greatest thing that you have to get now. And, you know, and it's this direct response marketing pathology going on. So what is truly unique about what you're doing, and can you talk about that and give my listeners something that they can actually go out and apply and get like a real knowing or sensation of what it's like to do energy-rich coaching?
Sure, great. That's a beautiful question. Well, the first thing that I would say is that what we are really committed to in Energy Rich Coaching is building your business in a way that is truly aligned with you. That's the first and foremost. So rather than, you know, here, put this on because this is what's worked for me, the steps of the Energy Rich Entrepreneur Success System are set up to guide you to make that connection for yourself. Because that's first and foremost. If you're going to be out there in business for yourself, it has to be fully aligned with you. That's a real big piece of the inner part of the inner and outer approach to business. Now, the second thing in terms of uniqueness is I'm very much what I like to call a get it done gal. So I always have been. And at the same time, like when I was sharing with you about my down on my knees moment, I understood that it was more than just getting it done and plowing through. But I bring that to my teaching and the philosophy of Energy Rich Coaching. So that's really what I refer to as the partnering of the energetical and the practical. The mistake, a major mistake that I see a lot of entrepreneurs make is they're trying to do just one or the other. They're full over there in the energetics or in the healing aspect of their business or the spiritual part of who they are as a person. Or they're so out there in the outer world, you know, all of the marketing techniques and jargon and direct response like you were talking about before. So consistently throughout Energy Rich Coaching is we're weaving the two together, always weaving the two together. And that's truly, you know, what I would say is a missing link for a lot of people. And then in terms of something that you can, you know, or a way that you can begin to put this in practice for yourself is, first of all, I love what you said about, you know, you can just be bombarded. So that's, again, why I don't, you know, I keep calling on the steps of the system, but, you know, that's why they're there, is step four in the system is to serve your business's dire need. So what that
Yes.
Yeah, what that means is there's a lot that's happening. There's a lot that we're called to. We want to be able to, you know, have a large, you know, a very powerful vision. But first and foremost, which is why it's at the center of the system, is what does your business need immediately? So for a lot of folks who are just starting out, that's clients and income. But that dire need should and will change with you as you continue to grow and enhance and birth your business. It'll shift, but you must stay connected to it. So part of that is first just being clear and honest with yourself. What is my dire need? So let me give you an example of how that could go off track, okay? So let's go with the common just getting started in business dire need. Clients and income. So someone might know, I need clients, I need income. But then where is their energy and focus? Well, they go off into building, you know, the most, you know, biggest bells and whistle website. Or they're pulled off to look at all the ways that they can use social networking. Now, not to say that those are important pieces, but are those going to immediately serve your dire need? Well, when it comes to those of us who work with clients, that's first. That's before any of the bigger marketing approaches. So what's a client? Well, a client is another human being. So how can you best and most immediately make a direct one-on-one connection with a human being? Now, interesting, because when you apply the energy-rich approach to the inner and the outer, what will often come up for people is they begin to realize, wow, I'm actually so terrified of connecting with another human being as a client because I'm afraid of being rejected, having to talk about money, feeling like I'm salesy, you know, not knowing what to say, all of those things. That's why they're off reading 100 newsletters instead. So they're fooling themselves into pretending that I'm being really busy in my business. So we pull it back to the dire need, and then this is what I want your listeners to do. First step is get clear. What's your dire need? Second is that becomes the first thing that you do at the beginning of each day. You do one action that's going to serve your business's dire need. But here's the thing. You're going to do it in a way that both manages your energy and has you in practical forward movement action. So back to the example of the person who's actually afraid of connecting with a client. Okay, so then what can you do to manage your energy around that fear? So maybe you know, okay, what I need to do is I need to go to a networking event, or I need to follow up with that referral that Aunt Jane gave me, but I'm doing everything else instead. So let's put something in place that has you managing your energy. Maybe you write a letter to yourself, just letting yourself know that just taking the action is enough. It's going to be all right. You're doing the best that you can. Something else that perhaps will help you manage your energy, put you in an even flow state, whatever that might be. And there's lots of different tools and techniques that we use in energy-rich coaching to manage your energy. But you want to make sure that's part of serving your dire need. And then the next step is the practical step, where you take the action. You pick up the phone and you call that follow-up and you leave a message. You get dressed, you put on your suit, and you go to the networking event and you introduce yourself to one person, whatever that might be. But you want to have both, and they both, the energy and the action, need to be connected to your dire need. Does that make sense, Robert?
Yes, yes. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
That makes
great.
A lot of sense. I love the concept of the dire need and getting real with yourself about that. I have a great example of this. I had a client who called me up and she says, you know, I'm trying that doctor referral strategy, and I was walking around and, you know, delivering my brochures to the doctor offices, and I just wasn't getting referrals from the doctors. I'm like, well, how many did you talk to? She's like, well, I went to like 12 offices. I said, no, how many doctors did you actually talk
mm-hmm.
to?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, zero. I go, okay, yeah. How many office managers did you talk to? Zero. And literally, if you had like a hidden camera on her, it would have been her walking up, throwing the brochures into the office door and running for her car, because she was so afraid making that human connection. And as you and I both know, in the coaching business, in the healing business, I believe with all business, really, it is about relationships and human connection. Now, I know for a fact that people are utterly wasting their time going to networking events if their, you know, energy isn't aligned, if they're not congruent with what they're doing, if they don't believe. Because the thing is, if you don't believe that you can deliver on what you're promising, there's no way other people are going to believe it either.
That's right. That's exactly right.
If you're afraid of connecting with people and you show up at a networking event and stand in the corner and talk on your cell phone and things like that, forget about it.
Right.
So real quick, before we wrap up, can you talk just a little bit? Because I think this is, and I think it's totally in line with what you're talking about here, getting grounded enough to actually see what's most important, to see that dire need, seems to me to be one of the biggest skills that is lacking. And I'm just wondering if you can give our listeners just a real simple drill on how you would coach your people to do that. I know you can't cover a lot in this time, but maybe just a little bit.
Sure, absolutely. So the first thing is to start with, I like to think of it like a series of questions. And I like to start with the question, which to most people, they avoid this completely, even though they're thinking it. And that question is, what don't I want? What don't I want? So answer that first. Just allow everything to flow forth. And then ask yourself the question, what do I want? And same thing. Just allow that to completely flow forth. And then ask an important question, which is, how do I want to feel? And same thing. Just allow that to flow forth. And you might find, as you go through these questions, and there's one more which I'll give you in a second, it starts to get mixed up. And that's okay, because what that's showing you is that that's part of what's creating that disconnect, that inability to get grounded right now, is because all of the wants and don't wants and feelings are overlapping, mixed up, no clarity. So we just feel conflict. So this is really what I call creating clarity from conflicting energy. So again, those first three questions are, what don't I want? What do I want? And how do I want to feel? And as you coach yourself through that, you'll be amazed in terms of the clarity that shows itself. And now here's the most important question that is so often, I would say 99.9% of the time, ignored, avoided, not even thought about for most coaches and entrepreneurs. And that last final question is, how do I want others to feel? And that will get you grounded. That will get you very clear.
Yeah, make it about them.
Absolutely. Because if you are called to be a coach, then you're called to create transformation of some sort. Now, if we get honest with ourselves about, you know, how do we want others to feel, then if we're off in the corner on a cell phone in a networking event feeling fearful, there's no way you can't be honest with yourself about how that does not serve what your intention is behind how you want others to feel. And so as you create the clarity with those questions for yourself, and that's the beginning of a bigger exercise, that's one of the energy management tools and techniques in energy-rich coaching, but that clarity will begin to guide you. And it will move you then into action, which is what we want. Because I agree with you, Robert. I always say that marketing is really just four C's. It's connection, communication, consistency, and call to action. That's what it is. Connection.
Wonderful.
Communication, consistency, and call to action. So as you just continuously align yourself and set yourself up to be able to connect, to communicate, to do it consistently, and to make a powerful stand for what your business is through that call to action, you can't fail.
Good. Good. Heather, thank you so much for being with us today. And we are going to be talking more about connection in upcoming episodes. I just want to briefly mention this. In fact, I'm going to talk about the power of network science, because it's not just where you connect, it's how you connect, and also the power of connecting with a very powerful hub, a hub that's germane to you, and a hub in which you bring what's called dynamic value. And that's based on some of the work of Buckminster Fuller and Marshall Thurber, and we're going to be talking about that in upcoming episodes. But Heather, I want to thank you real quick, just for our listeners, how can they get a hold of you if they want to learn more about, energy-rich coaching?
Sure, absolutely. So just like we were talking about, you know, how to avoid mistakes, please go to energyrichcoach.com. There's a very powerful free 5-part e-course waiting there for you, which is about how to avoid the 5 major misconceptions entrepreneurs make. And I've just consistently, you know, received just wonderful stories about the results that were experienced just by putting that e-course into practice. And again, that's at energyrichcoach.com. And if you're more of a phone person, feel free to pick up and just give a dial to my office direct line, 917-338-6754. And I'd be happy to chat with you or connect you with our client care coordinator who would set up a time for us to chat.
Excellent. Heather, thank you so much for being on the show. I look forward to getting you back on in the future and ask you some more questions about more business stuff. As you all know, this is the topic that I love to speak about. This has been Robert Harrison with Coaching the Life Coach, and we'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.